This is Dave and Chuck the Freak's Tasty Bits Podcast.
Get the bad news out of the way.
Bad news? What?
Didn't catch my underwear today.
Oh, well, yeah.
I'm crazy.
You're crazy.
Official.
It's official. Yeah. Oh, come on. It's been official for years.
That's all Lisa could muster up was a you're crazy.
I mean, who knows what's going to happen?
Yesterday, walking out.
Yeah.
We got to share this. Lisa and I are walking out, and we're just walking out like normal. We kind of speed through, get out of here. And there was two zucchini on the.
I saw them.
Yeah, there's two zucchini chilling there in this little kitchen area. And Lisa and I are talking, and Lisa stopped, and she said, "Zucchini." And then I was like, "No, Lisa, don't. Don't take that zucchini."
Radio
and she
zucchini.
stopped and couldn't, she had a little glitched out a little bit.
Yeah, like,
I was like, "You gotta fight through it, Lisa. Don't grab that zucchini.
Free zucchini."
You had to talk me out of it.
Free zucchini.
And then I was like, "You keep on moving, Missy."
It was an intervention on zucchini.
I never knew it. Like, zucchini would stop.
It's Lisa got a lot of power over her.
Yeah. She'll stop for zucchini. And then on the way out, she's like, "You can make breads." And she's going on about like what she could have done with the zucchini.
You think when you left, she doubled back and went and got
I don't
them?
Think so. No. I saw her. I think you fought through it. But.
Yeah, I laughed at that. I thought that was really funny. Because usually, like, cakes and things will stop people, candy. But with me, it was
right.
For some reason I had this zucchini.
I didn't even know the zucchini.
No,
did you get a good look at those two zooks?
No, I didn't.
They seemed tattered.
Yeah, they weren't in the best shape.
Yeah.
I didn't look at them. I wanted to go back.
But I've never seen anything stop Lisa on that walk.
No,
never.
Like she has.
Normally got like tunnel vision. She's focused, right? Laser focused.
She knows you can't
escape.
Wait.
No talking, no chatting. You go.
Get out.
That's zucchini.
And
fresh
zucchini,
vegetables.
Like, she did like a circle. She was like, did like a little circle. I was like, Lisa. I was like, you don't know where that zucchini came from. You don't know what insane person that works in this building that grew that. You don't know where it came from. You come on.
It's probably, I'm going to say, the lovely lady that's at our front desk. She grows a lot of stuff. Because she posted some stuff yesterday, I think.
Oh, really?
Yeah, so you would have been safe. Yeah. But you never do know.
I didn't know the origins of that zucchini.
I just want to know how long the zucchini had been there for. Like, that's what you don't really know.
I don't think it had been there long.
You know, because a lot of times...
I didn't notice it before. I think I would have noticed it.
But you're not one to ever grab free stuff.
Never.
Never.
It could be any delicious food out there, and I won't grab it.
I don't know if there's zucchini in there, but she had... You know, she just had a bounty from her garden.
Well, she's cool, so
that would have been fine.
That's good zucchini. Those are good zooks.
Yeah, I can't grow them. The animals eat all mine, so I'm always like, okay. I'm like, anybody got zucchini?
Lisa it was like a drug addict, but instead it was zucchinis, because she was like,
so weird.
I couldn't even get her back into reality for a second. Like, she was like, you can make muffins and you can make bread. And you can make, and I was like,
snap out of it, bitch.
Like, you're having zucchini dreams. Stop it.
Lisa's zucchini.
Yeah, to throw water on her.
Yeah. I was like, get a hold of yourself, Lisa. I slapped her across the face.
Are you back? She's like, oh my God, I'm back. Oh my God, it was in zucchini land.
She's like, I was thinking about the delicious breads. All the delicious breads you can make with zucchinis.
I was like, you keep walking.
Oh my goodness.
Yeah. I put it on my pizza too. Yeah. I like it on there.
She's still thinking about it.
She is.
I like fried zucchini.
Still dancing in the land of zucchini.
Primavera pasta. You can put some zucchini.
You
in
can
here.
Spiralize it. Make stuff.
You can grill it up, and that's just delicious.
You can buy it in the store, right?
What we talked about too. I was like, I'll just get it anywhere, really. I guess. I mean, I don't know why.
I was like, you can get it anywhere, Lisa.
Yeah, the radio station counter is not your only source of zucchini.
No, I know. No. It's so strange.
Luckily.
I just had never seen anything stop her before. It was so interesting because she's, like, her boots were like, It's like,
yeah, there's always stuff on that counter, it appears. And listen, nothing, no offense to anyone. There's always some lovely listeners that drop stuff off. But unpackaged homemade goods, God knows what people are doing to them. You just can't take a chance, right?
Yeah,
right. You can't.
But a zucchini, what could really go wrong there?
Yeah.
No, a zucchini, could be covered in feces and urine, but...
Yeah, I mean, I could list off the things that could be done with the zucchini, but...
That's terrible.
Could have been inside someone's bits. You never
oh
know.
Oh, my God.
You never know. You never know.
Oh,
she doesn't
God.
Even like you talking about have to zucchini
like that way.
Think about that
oh
next time
God.
You're baking the zucchini bread, Lise.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, no. Oh. That ruins everything.
I was like, you keep walking.
Someone's. Yeah, just Lisa had the zucchini sweats. Oh. She sounded like Bubba Gump talking about shrimp. That's what James said.
Oh, that's what James said, yeah.
Zucchini breads, zucchini muffins, yeah. Zucchini pies.
Lisa sauces, has champagne zucchini wishes noodles. And zucchini dreams.
She does. Champagne wishes and put zucchini dreams.
Grill it on the grill.
Zucchini fries. Fried zucchini. Zucchini a la mode. Zucchini, zucchini pie.
Deep fried zucchini fingers.
When Lisa sees zucchini, she can't fight her urges to take it.
She almost can't.
I saw them too. I gave them like a side-eyed look.
You did? You saw the zucchinis yeah. too?
I saw the zucchinis.
I looked at them. It's like, wow, who brought in cucumbers?
You didn't even know what they were.
I didn't realize they were zucchini. I was like, wow, a couple of big fat cucumbers there. Cool.
I never look pickles. In that direction because I always have an awkward encounter with someone who's in that kitchen.
Yeah, me too, all the time. Which is, I just side-eyed it and kept moving.
I just
yeah,
never so imagined. Good. I was like, Lisa, what's happening? Don't
you've
take
never
it.
Seen her slow.
No,
never
out seen of her. All of us, she's the most laser focused on
getting out of here. Yeah. Yeah,
she's got her eyes yeah. set on departure, and nothing can stop her.
Yeah, it was wild. It was wild stuff. She does. She has zucchini dreams.
Champagne wishes and zucchini dreams.
I've seen her walk through a crowd of people.
Without, like they weren't
like,
there.
With like a
like
ghost.
They didn't exist.
Like
right?
a ghost.
Where I got stopped and I just kept watching her go.
You make
there
eye
she
contact
goes.
And you get
oh,
in a conversation.
No. I've never seen anything stop you.
No, this was the first.
She's like the juggernaut when it comes to getting out of this building.
Yeah, she is.
I think one day I had to abandon Andy and I got a secret way out. I like left. Yeah. And then later I had to text you and I was like, sorry about that. I had to get out of there.
She did. She texted me later. She was like, I'm sorry to me. I'm like, it's okay. But she was like smoke.
Yeah.
Called you.
Yep.
She knows how to make an exit. Yeah. Except when there's zucchini.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Download Dave and Chuck the Freak's Tasty Bits podcast on iTunes or Google Play.
We got this message from someone who said, I prefer to be anonymous, but I have a video business. I mostly do weddings and special events. One afternoon, though, I receive a strange text asking if I was so-and-so. I texted, yep, that's me. And they said, are you able to transfer VHS tapes to DVD? I said, yeah, sure. Well, this person had a collection of homemade porn tapes they wanted to save before they went bad.
Of course.
I went with it. They told me their name, where they were from, asked how much I would charge, when I was free. I Googled the number. It matched his name and where he lived. Long story short, this dude in his late 60s brings me a VHS tape of him and his wife, who at the time was in her 20s.
Mm-hmm.
6 out of 10, pleasuring herself.
Mm-hmm.
He gave me notes to add music.
Very nice.
I'd love for you to add like some big band. You get some nice like star wipe transitions.
I don't know if that's great pleasuring music.
No.
Can you picture a girl pleasuring herself to this?
Yes.
I can picture a girl pleasuring herself to anything.
Yeah, all right.
This is the music that plays when I pleasure myself.
So he also.
Yeah, get it, Chuck.
Chuck is currently pleasuring himself to big band music.
Again.
Yeah, again.
Oh, he's doing like the puppet grinder there.
You're going to burn yourself.
Grind that pepper.
Grind that pepper.
Nice and fine. We don't want no coarse pepper. We want fine pepper.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, yeah. I don't know what I've done here. What's that thing that's appeared as my mouse icon?
It's
what's happening?
From hitting the middle button. You have to hit the middle button again.
Oh, my. mother of God. Anyways. So he tells me to add music to correct the color. I did. Mm-hmm. They both loved the end result.
Amazing. Wow.
He's been texting me about doing more tapes, but also making a new one.
Oh, he's going to become a porn director.
Asked if I could bring my equipment over to his place when he wasn't home and tape his wife pleasuring herself.
How old is she now?
60s.
And then have me join in. They were interested in the cuckold and wanted to watch me with his wife.
Oh, so this is their plan. This is their plan.
Yeah, it was the plan all along.
I was semi-interested until he sent me current pictures of her. I didn't realize how old that tape was until that very moment.
Oh.
She is incredibly, incredibly older, and gravity's done a number on her.
Think about a VHS tape.
VHS tape. That's 1983. Really. You know, like the quality, you can barely even tell what's happening in that.
Yeah, even if you're 80s, 20. Maybe.
Yeah, if you're 20.
You're
at least pushing. Ooh,
He said the 6 is now barely a 3.
Oh, sure.
So I told him I'm not comfortable doing that, and he has stopped texting me. Wild ride, but I did make $50.
Fine. Screw you. We'll never use your services again.
Your star wipes suck.
Your star wipes.
Like a star. That
Yeah, no, course. I got you.
Knew where you were going.
Very nice. But an interesting... Interesting little moment. I wonder if this guy pleasured himself because he's just
he was really into it.
He was really into her off the top, this guy.
Hours and hours of footage of her dealing.
So he has a business where he's
Well, he does weddings and special events, like a video business.
Oh, I see.
He can do this stuff on the side too, I guess.
Yeah.
Didn't think anyone did that anymore.
Yeah. Transferring?
I feel like that's gonna go away. You won't be able
it's
to
got
transfer.
To. Yeah.
You better transfer.
Nothing's
what
even
you
on
can.
DVD.
No.
Yeah, you're right.
No.
You gotta go.
So you should go
put it
digital.
On digital.
You should transfer video to digital.
Hi, it's me again. I was wondering actually if you could put it on a one of those digitizers. Digitalize it. Please. I'm old.
Digital. We still have some video. I think our wedding video is still on
VHS.
VHS. We maybe should get that.
Oh.
Man, when I worked at Blockbuster, I had amassed a crazy movie video library, and it was all VHS because they were like $1, $2.
Yeah.
And I thought it was the greatest. And boy, was I dumb.
Have you let it all go, though?
Oh, yeah. Because it was like, it was literally like
around everywhere.
2 tons of tapes.
Yep. Yeah.
Like, if a box would have fallen on me, I'd have died.
They'd be dead.
Oh,
right?
Yeah. I'd be dead. Yeah. Killed by weird movies from the early 2000s.
That's not how you want to go out.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Leave a rating for Dave and Chuck the Freak's Tasty Bits podcast on iTunes or Google Play.
A recent survey found that plenty of younger men are attracted to older women because the attention of an older woman ends up boosting their level of confidence and self-esteem.
Hmm.
Well, so, but that doesn't explain why some decent-looking dudes end up with younger. I can see guys who have a hard time getting ladies end up with older women, right? But there's a lot of normal-looking guys that go for older ladies, they don't really need a boost in their self-esteem.
No, I think they're talking about like a 20-something-year-old guy when like a 35-year-old girl wants to bang them. They're like, sweet.
Yeah.
I think there comes a point where it goes back the other way, but...
Right.
Quickly here on the Dave and Chuck lines, what made you go for an older lady, guys? 1-855-954-6969. We're talking 10 years or more difference.
Also sexual deviance, right? I mean, that's
the
thing.
Is that a bottom line? I thought that would be a lot of it would be sex.
It's a sexual thing.
1-855-954-6969 or text us at 46969. So the younger guys also point out that older women have more life experience. They're more emotionally stable than women their age. And they're more honest about what they like.
I would agree with that to a certain extent, but I also think that there's something up with like the 30-something girl that's going after the 21-year-old guy.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Most girls would be like, I'm not talking. Like if they're 35, they're like, I'm not talking to a 22-year-old guy.
Yeah, girls
are. Yeah, there's something to talk about.
You know what I mean?
Different that way. Like a girl in her 30s like really knows a lot about life and stuff.
Someone said, I think it's more about how the younger girls are bigger sluts and guys might not want to be hooking up with girls who've already had 50 partners.
You don't think the older girl who's going younger is easy?
Yeah.
She's probably had more partners. She's had more time to do it.
Yeah.
The willingness and enthusiasm someone lists as the big attraction to older women.
I love your enthusiasm.
Yeah, well.
And you're quite willing to do anything.
Sure.
The willingness, that's the sexual thing, right?
That's what I mean. Whatever. Like a girl who's, you know, a little older and choosing to go with the guy who's 21 years old, for them, it's got to be 100% sexual. It's not the conversation the guy's bringing to the table or anything right. Yeah, like it's that. It's just sex. Their body and their Janssen.
Oh, my God. I'm 35, dated girls in their 40s and 50s. Sex is amazing. Young girls don't orally pleasure right anymore, he says. He likes to go to older ladies for his good old oral.
Good old oral.
Good old oral.
This one, I went for her bank account. All I had to do was lay the pipe and the cash flowed.
Well, there's probably some of that, too. Mm.
Laid the pipe.
Because she slobbed a knob.
When you're like.
Slobbed a knob like corn on the cob. Is what.
When you say laid the pipe, you know you do.
You know
right.
Who you're dealing with.
Yeah.
Don't you?
Yeah. This person, a little more, you know, mature about it. They say emotional maturity, one of the most attractive things in a person. And older people have so much more experience across the board. That's what attracted him. Man, I can't even keep up with the tech. So many guys are into it. Andrew, so what attracted you to an older woman? And first of all, how much older was she?
Hello?
Yeah, go ahead, Andrew.
Hey, penis. Just want to say penis, first of all.
Penis.
Calling from Windsor, Ontario. How you doing? How you doing, guys? The attraction was more on her side. I went to the doctor's office, and she literally looked me up on Facebook because she waited till the nurse called my name. Then I went home and got the ad because I seen her in the office, and she was extremely hot, and she was about, like 22 years older than me. And
22.
And yeah.
So, okay, first of all, if that happened in the reverse and a guy looked you up at the doctor's office after hearing your name.
What?
Yeah.
Come on, that's crazy. But it works for a lady. And so what really sold her to you? That, you know, just the more experience? You know? Keeping it legit. Andrew said her boobs is what really sold it to him.
Turns out it's not that
deep.
That's
all it was.
Yeah.
Just her great boobs.
Yeah.
Chris in Boston, what was it for you?
Well, she had her life together more than girls my age. When we met, I was 25, she was 40. And now we've been together 5 years, married for a year.
Mm. Oh, so it's lasted.
Yep. Mm. Yes, the girls that were my age, they were all crazy. They didn't know what they wanted.
All right, man. Thanks for calling in. Now, Jennifer is in Salem, Massachusetts. You're an older woman. You like younger guys?
Absolutely. Wouldn't have it any other way.
Okay, so if you don't mind me asking, how old are you right now?
47.
And what age bracket do you go for?
Under 30. The younger the better.
Okay.
Over 18, of course.
What really attracts you?
Their penis.
Absolutely the sex. No. of course that's part of it, but... Yeah. 35 and older guys just don't perform like they used to when they're younger.
You got that right.
35 and older, I perform better than I ever.
I beg to differ, madam.
I bang like Zeus.
No, there's no way.
So it's literally just about their sexual powers.
I was offended. Yeah, I was like, madam.
It's like she slapped him across the face.
She said 35. I'm like, I'm still young and virile.
The older guys, they do what they gotta do, and they roll over and go to sleep. The younger ones, they can go all night long.
I can go all night long.
I can't.
That's so defensive.
Without a little help.
Without a little help, she says.
I don't need any help.
Give you a what for?
I wouldn't even care. I'd let you just under 30, go to bed.
I'd love wear you out, lady.
Keeping me up by snoring, right?
Put you right to bed.
Put you away.
She's busting your balls.
She really is, this lady. 35-year-old balls.
Yeah, well, my 35-year-old balls are very healthy. With a little help, Bandit? No help. Necessary.
Okay. Well, there you go. You two meet up. Have some fun. Thanks, Jennifer.
She's laughing a lot.
She really was.
Thank you.
Take care.
That was terrible.
I just can't wait for sex robots.
Sex robots?
I just can't wait for them.
Jeez. Oh, so amazing.
She took such offense. It was like she took a glove and went.
Well, I didn't like that she like just the 35. I was like, I'm 35 and he should see what I'd get up to.
I'm like, you've got 6 months left.
Yeah, I know. I was like, stop it.
Yeah.
I'm a machine.
Someone else said older women always smell good. They know how they want a bone. They don't get too attached. And they're just so sexy for some magical reason.
Hmm.
They always smell good.
They always smell real good.
This one said it was a little more basic. I did an older woman just to piss my mom off.
Mm. Nice.
Hmm. Mom issues.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Really, really let her know. Hey, Mom! I just banged someone who's your age.
So Frank's 25, and Frank, you've been with a much older lady, right?
Yes, sir.
Are you right now, or this was before?
This was last year. I still talk to her sometimes, though.
Okay, so you're 25. How old was she?
She's 53.
53. So what attracts you to a woman over double your age?
I'm not going to lie. She was, like, the first one, but, like, she was just so confident. Like, she walked up to me and initiated everything, and I was like, all right, cool. With most chicks my age, they, like, you know.
It's a big game. They want to play games.
It's a big game, you know. Yeah. I'm not with the games. And she was just like, yo, you fine as hell. What's up?
You fine as hell. What's up?
That's awesome. Honest. That would work on most guys.
And so she brings it in the bedroom.
Yep.
Yeah? And everything's tight or what? Like, I mean, like, not that. It's not great. I didn't mean that. I mean, like, her body's still good. You know what I'm saying?
Like, she's nice. She's nice as hell.
I didn't mean it that way.
We know.
I meant, like, is she still, like, in good shape? All right, Frank. Thanks, man. Sorry.
No, it's still tight. It's still tight.
Okay, all right.
She real tight? What kind of Tom Brokaw?
Oh, my God.
This guy thought he could be Tom Brokaw.
This guy.
You know what I meant. Like, everything's like still shape, right, like in shape, right? Like a tight body.
Tight butt.
Yes.
Is that what you meant?
I don't know. Be careful.
Keeping it tight.
Yeah. He was like, yeah, she's real tight.
Yeah, he was everything in place.
I'll tighten you up.
Time hell.
All right. Voice changing technology, Anonymous. We're wondering what really attracts younger guys to older women. Hi, Anonymous.
Prepare to peg.
Prepare to peg. Preparing to peg, sir. Ready? Peg! Okay. Tell us what it is.
Exactly that. I was 21 and she was 24, and she did.
She'd peg you?
She was 24?
No, yeah. She was 44. I was 21.
Okay. And so she was older, she agreed to peg you.
Yeah, I thought maybe I was gay. Turns out I'm not.
Just loves to be pegged.
You just like it in the butt?
Just the one time, and it was terrible.
It was terrible. It was terrible.
You gave it a whirl.
Oh, he gave it a whirl. He dipped his toe in the pegging.
Well, at least he didn't like it. I mean, honestly, that went the best way I think it can go in that scenario. That you don't like
it. Were you tight? Was that it? I figured I'd cried
like a little girl.
Oh, yeah. You cried like a girl. So the pain was tight. Intense.
He was so tight, you know?
Wow.
Yep.
Another lady's not going to go gentle.
It wasn't good.
Yep, no.
Reviews are in.
It is funny to be mid-peg and be like, I don't like this.
I don't think if you're going to get pegged for the first time, you should pick a 44-year-old, possibly angry.
Gonna destroy.
She is going to. She's going to take years of frustration out on your BH.
Her first two marriages she's going to take out.
Oh, man. There they go.
Jesus Christ.
Right inside you.
Woo. Mm-mm. All right, a few more quick calls here on a regular line. Angie, you're dating a younger man. First of all, how old are you?
I will be 55 end of this month.
Okay, and how old is he?
He just turned 31.
Okay, 31 and 55. And what attracted you to a younger guy?
He has a very old soul. He treats me very good. So I'm kind of spoiled rotten.
Okay. And physically, more attractive than guys your age, or that didn't matter to you?
It didn't matter. I just, as long as I'm treated well, I don't care.
What do you think attracted him to you?
My backside.
Yeah.
Oh, you got a real nice ass.
That was real blunt. Yeah. Yeah. Just put it out there, backside.
Backside, your tight ass.
Yeah, she said, this ass, Dave.
No, I didn't say tight. I said my backside.
Yeah, right. Yeah. He's got a backside.
Just attracted to it.
Yeah. All right.
Not a girl.
Your loosey-goosey backside.
Not a girl.
Yeah, Angie, you get it.
And I have two children that are older than him and one younger than him.
Oh, well, That muddles it up a bit.
Muddies the waters.
Right.
Hey, it is what it is.
It is what it is, Angie. Have fun with your nice ass.
You're happy.
You have a great time.
Oh, I do.
Yeah, I'm sure you do. I'm sure you do. His ass is everywhere.
He's Randy.
All right, one more call here. Lucas, I understand yours is the biggest age difference that we've talked about so far.
Yes, sir.
Okay, so you are how old?
22.
And the woman you're with?
She was about 73 at the time.
Sweet God, man. Well,
wow. You rattled her dentures or what?
What about a 73-year-old got you going?
Honestly, I'm not exactly sure when it started, but when I was about 18, I'd always been looking at like older women porn and that kind of thing. So ladies that old always get to me. I'm not sure exactly what it is, but it's the experience, too.
Have you spoken to someone about it, like a therapist or someone professional?
I probably should.
Yeah, you should.
It's just one of those things. He went down that path.
Mm-hmm.
Went down the older lady path in the porn world.
Mm-hmm.
And he's able to make it happen.
How was sex?
Honestly, out of 10, it was a 14.
Wow.
So like, here's a couple of tricks I learned when Calvin Coolidge was president.
It's not the same.
It's not the same with younger girls.
No, of course not. Not even close.
I call this one the World War I.
Exactly.
She didn't have the old lady smell?
No, the perfume was pretty strong, but when you've had a few drinks in you, you can get past it.
Okay, how long were you with the 73-year-old?
Develop this. Off on naval
base. About six months.
Did people in your life know you were dating a 73-year-old?
Yes.
They did. How was the reaction to that?
They were all mostly disgusted, but we never really talked about it because, I mean, I was having the time of my life, man.
Have you ever dated anyone your own age or around your own age?
For a little bit. The girls around me, they're just... They're kind of basic. They're not really into the whole romantic scene yet. They just want guys with magnum dongs. I can't do much about that.
There we go.
Okay.
Oh, wow.
Lisa, get to the therapy
listen,
part of it.
When I become the next Umbroka, Lisa's going to be beside me asking the follow-up questions.
Is it
questions.
True you have a micro dong?
No, I just knew there's probably a confidence issue with the younger women. So
peanuts like, for the peanuts older like women. Acorn.
He feels better about himself. That's what it is.
73.
I don't care how small mine is.
Yep. I hear you. I hear you.
No, but I don't even care about the size, but just like the confidence thing.
Mm. Right. There's something there. There's something behind
there
it.
Probably something there where.
Yeah. She didn't realize it was about his penis, but she knew there was something that was making him go down that 73.
This one the Orville Wright.
That's right.
before the power of flight, I learned to do this.
Yes.
Goodness.
I learned this one on a horse and carriage.
Thanks for checking out the Dave and Chuck the Freak Tasty Bits podcast. If you want to hear the entire Dave and Chuck the Freak show from today, subscribe and download the podcast now from the Apple Podcast app or the Google Play Store.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.